The Ogallala Lakota Art Space is part of a national undertaking. There are more than 50 art space buildings nationwide that cater to the needs of the communities they're based in. The program in Kyle is the first in South Dakota. The First Peoples Fund and Lakota Fund are assisting with the plans. Wade Patton is an artist and 2016 fellow at the First Peoples Fund. He grew up on Pine Ridge.
I think it'll help those artists that are doing, you know, the art at their kitchen tables to sustain themselves from their art. I mean, they are doing their art, which is great, you know, as a means of surviving. But I just think they can take it to the next level with this art space in Kyle.
Patton hopes the art space will help provide local artists with encouragement to further their ideas and make a profit. Sherry Solway Black is the chairperson of the First Peoples Fund and on the board of directors. She says the space will focus on business education and includes a new credit union location to service locals.
It is like a dream come true, in essence, to really have a space for artists in this community. And it really demonstrates what can be done by any community, any of the reservations, other rural communities, to have something that recognizes artists, culture bearers, and a place for them to be.
Black says the new art space adds to the creative economy on Pine Ridge. The Kyo location is expected to open in the summer of 2019. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Pine Ridge.